On the show today, we have In Contract CEO Michael Berman talking about the critical role of vendor management in mergers and acquisitions. So check it out. We're talking about vendor management, you know, and dealing with mergers and acquisitions today. And there's a lot of that going on, obviously, in both the banking and the credit union industry. But we're focusing on credit unions here. So my first question kind of out of the gates here is, what is the critical role of vendor management in mergers and acquisitions? What's going on here?
Right. Well, there's a lot of unexpected costs that can happen with mergers and acquisitions when we get into this concept of third-party risk. Now, we have to keep in mind that vendors are integral to the operation of your credit union.
Yeah.
Because ultimately, members more and more are interacting with technology more than they are with your personnel.
Yep.
And so the mobile platform, the debit cards, the credit cards, all of this is key to that member experience. And the pricing within these contracts have exclusivity clauses saying you can only use one of these solutions.
Yep.
They have tiers that are based on volumes. And so if you're thinking about acquiring someone, what tier does that take you to? Are there discounts that are being applied? Are there penalties being applied that are going to actually cost you more money based on where you wind up in that stair-step approach?
Okay.
And so understanding what you have as your own vendors before you go out and start acquiring someone, or if you're looking to sell a credit union, that self-examination is a key element so you know what your implications are, and of course the post-termination. Now let's take that to the next step.
Okay,
now that I've looked internally, let's say I'm looking at buying somebody. Those are still going to be key questions we want to ask.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, there are a lot of different elements we can look at, but just from an economic standpoint, what core system are they using? Are we going to run that independently? Are we running it over? Are we going to run into any of these exclusivity provisions with our marketing contracts and what they have? And so it's much more than just the core. So let's not get too bogged down. That's an important one because
sure,
that's where we're spending the most money. Mm-hmm. But typically, they're anywhere from 10 to 20 vendor relationships in every merger and acquisition that can really create an economic impact on the viability of whether or not the combination is accretive, meaning it's great value to your members, or if it's going to create a lot of cost that you might not have foreseen.
This seems like an issue that's growing in importance each day grows, because there's so many technology startups and all that type of stuff working
right
with credit unions now. There's so many third-party
sure
vendors out there. So how does a credit union, I mean, my head was just starting to spin as you were talking. I can't imagine what it's like for, you know, a credit union CEO or anybody in the C-suite. Like, oh my gosh, we have all this to deal with. How do we deal with
right
this?
Well, credit unions really have three doors to walk through
okay
when it comes to third-party risk management. And unfortunately, door number one is the one that they want to walk through, which is, oh, we don't have this credit problem at our credit union because I have Bob, Sally, Steve, and they are just geniuses, and they're keeping up with all of this. And they're really burying their head in the sand because this is growing on every quarter. The guidance grows, the level of complexity from a technology grows, the number of vendors is growing. So year after year, this is a compounding problem. And it's the bury your head in the sand kind of approach, because we just pretend this risk
isn't. That's scary. Yeah. That's scary to do that.
And it is, because think about it this way. Of the vast majority of vendor agreements don't have a provision that says the vendor does not have to notify you if member data has been breached. That's right.
What?
Agreement doesn't require the vendor to notify the credit union. And it's because these agreements were negotiated 5, 6, 7 years ago, and the guidance has gotten updated, but the credit unions aren't going back and saying, I need to have this in my contract.
Heck yeah.
And being proactive about it to help manage that risk. So one way to deal with it is to just say, gosh, we can't handle this, and we're just going to wait. And when we get written up, or there's a real problem, or we've lost member data,
mm-hmm,
and we're in trouble, and there's a crisis and a fire,
right,
then we'll handle it. A very expensive way to deal with the problem,
no
because
doubt
it can be fatal.
Yeah.
So that's one approach. Another approach is, wow, it really is a big problem. We're going to hire a whole lot of people. And there are credit unions to do this, and they have a department dealing with vendor and third-party risk management, and that's a fine way to deal with it. But if you're Navy Federal Credit Union, it's fine.
It's fine.
If you're most credit unions, you can't do that because you can't afford to hire an army of people in order to deal with it. And so the third option, which is still relatively new, 7-8 years old, is you can leverage a company like InContracts to do that for you, so you have a fixed cost and a way to really create assurance so that you don't have that kind of risk on a go-forward basis.
Gotcha. And I'm thinking, as you're talking, I'm thinking about the compliancy issues as well. Oh my gosh, you know, I mean, talk about, you know, another, you know, I don't want to say a feather in your cap. It's the opposite of a feather in your cap. But it's another thing to think about.
Well, vendor management is one of those unique areas in compliance where spending meets risk. And so as we think about the concept of, well, compliance, that's not, we want to spend the least amount of money possible to be compliant. Okay, certainly understand that. Mm-hmm. But you're talking about one of the greatest sources of spending within the credit union, which is your vendors. And so there's a lot of overlay or intersection here where having great compliance management can actually lead to cost savings.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, yeah.
So if you're getting overcharged by your vendor, you might have an auto renewal that's happened that you really didn't want to have happen. All these are things credit unions experience every day and wind up because they don't have the right systems in place to help them from a vendor management standpoint.
Gotcha. So what are some steps a credit union can take with their vendor management? I mean, obviously you guys have it down pat because this is what you do day in and day out. What can a credit union do to kind of help themselves at this point?
So taking inventory is typically the first step.
Okay.
And so the guidance from the NCUA, the ARES exam, would have us say, all right, we need to look at a policy. Do we have a policy in place for vendor management? Well, let's dust it off and take a look at it. And what are we supposed to do? And what winds up, most credit unions found their policy somewhere and said, okay, yeah, we need a policy. But if you read it, it's often impossible for you to execute against it because it's more of a aspirational statement than it is reality.
Mm-hmm.
You want it to be reality. You want to make sure it's something you can, as a credit union, execute against. So think about it from that perspective.
Okay.
Also, an inventory of the vendors. Which vendors truly are critical to your operation? Which ones we want to make sure we tell the difference, rather, between the coffee vendor and the core processor. And we don't want to treat them all the same. And unfortunately, people get too panicked about third-party risk. But this is where getting help can really create a huge difference, because if you don't have people who really are experts at third-party risk advising you, you can wind up with 50 critical vendors and $100 million in assets and no way to really get everything done.
Right.
And so you don't want to wind up with that type of result. You want something that's reasonable. And so it's not just having a place to do the work. It's knowing what questions do we need to ask and making sure we're asking the right questions of the right vendors to not only protect the credit union from security, from a compliance and security standpoint, but also maximize the cost effectiveness of their spending so they're not spending more than they have to.
Right, because it almost seems like the more vendors you deal with or you work with, I mean, obviously, the more expensive it's going to be, the more complex it's going to be. So, but it's almost kind of a necessary, I don't want to say a necessary evil because that's kind of a bad connotation to it, but it's a necessary thing these days because there's so much technology and all this stuff going out there that credit unions are almost have to do that to kind of keep up with the Joneses.
Well, one of the things that is occurring is this concept of concentration with one vendor. So it is a lot easier to just work with your core if you're trying to do something different. And that is going to continue to be the case. But we have to keep in mind that you can outsource the work, you can outsource the technology, but you can't outsource the responsibility. And so that's something that's going to be staying with credit unions as we move forward, despite all the explosion in near field communication, mobile devices, everything else we can think of that's really cool to see. But at the other side of it is, are members really going to use this? How does it affect our strategy? How we exposed our member data to make sure we're well protected and we're really putting in place technology that's going to make a difference for our members.
Yeah. Gosh, this is such an interesting topic, Michael. I mean, to wrap up here, let's give you guys a quick plug. I want to give you guys, it sounds sure. like you guys are a very integral part of a credit union's business or even a community bank's business as well. So, I mean, can you kind of throw your hat in here? What are you guys all about?
Yeah, so a little bit of background. We have 84 total employees. We have over 650 financial institutions nationwide wow. that leverage our firm to help with vendor management. And what's great about our vendor management solution is it's not just software and a list of questions in a database, mm-hmm. but we actually can provide services and be that source of information, whether talking about things like OFAC checks, we're talking about monitoring the vendor, mm-hmm. as well as doing a deep dive. You can have our firm review internal controls, also known as SSA 16s, yep. financials, yep. contracts. We have 9 full-time attorneys on staff.
Nice.
We have a lot of resources that we bring to the table that allow a credit union to leverage it without having to hire a whole department.
No doubt.
To effectively manage that third-party risk.
Okay, so you guys are the ones that are dotting the I's and crossing the T's here, basically.
Exactly. We read really dense documents. A lot of us have glasses like me. And as a result, we know a lot about what's going on with these vendors because it's not really an efficient use of most credit union executives or their managers' time mm-hmm. to really dive into the details mm-hmm. here and spend all their time trying to search for information when instead they can be well-informed with a service and be able to really leverage that moving forward.
Right on. Great message to end on. Michael Berman, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy. I'm sure you guys are just busier than all get out. So thank you very much for
my pleasure.
So always a pleasure. Let's check back again in 2017 and see how things are going. It's always fun to kind of catch up and see how it's growing, you know, because I don't think it's going to stop anytime soon.
Oh, there's a lot going on. So thank you so much. Really appreciate your time as well.
You're welcome. Anytime.